Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. We are live, loud and local for you wherever you are around central Queensland. Hope you're having a good morning. It's early and we're happy to be here. Huge show on your Wednesday as always.
Yeah, look, Tim, a lot of people meet us in person and they get really confused because they think that I'm blonde. I sound blonde on the radio.
Yeah, you spoke at like a futuristic woman's event
some
jargon last week.
I spoke at Bruise Expo. Let's all calm down.
I don't know. And you said that the main thing people were asking you was that why aren't you tall and blonde?
Yeah.
I have never once closed my eyes, heard your voice and thought, is that Sandra Sully?
Yeah,
it sounds like Sandra Sally.
That's because you know I'm a little short, fat wog, and that's totally fine. But yesterday,
I know that you said that, but you can't say that.
I had a moment yesterday, and it was a total blonde moment, and it had something to do with my car. I'm going to tell you about it before the end of the show.
Oh, I'm sure it has to do with speeding, breaking laws.
Not so much. More something that happened within my car, and I didn't realise until got home.
Did you leave six-week-old Subway in the boot again? There's so many different things it could be. Be more specific. That's all right. We'll find that out about later. Jess, spell my name.
Yes.
It's coming up after 7:30, as it always does on a Wednesday. We're trying to get lawyers to call in today. I would like a lawyer theme of lawyers with fun last names.
Or just anyone with a hard name to spell,
actually,
really. Let's not put stipulations on it.
If your name's Siobhan, just call. I still don't know how to spell it.
Siobhan.
Like, it's like S-I-O-B.
Isn't it Siobhan?
No, it's Siobhan. I'm getting head nods in the room, Jess. Head shakes left and right. But, Jess, last night I was presented a choice. And it was from my girlfriend, whom I love.
Oh, here we go.
But the choice she offered me was something I do not love. I've talked about it on the show.
Every time you talk about your girlfriend on the show, I get concerned about your relationship.
Yep. Well, I am now as well, because last night my girlfriend served up corn fritters for dinner.
Delicious.
No. It's Tim and Jess on Hits EQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
I'm sure you've maybe been in this situation before where in the past something that can bring you a bad memory has been brought back up and presented to you, and you have the opportunity to either latch on to that bad memory or move forward and try and go forward with your life, right?
Okay, sure.
I told everyone, including yourself, Jess, many, many months ago about the time my old housemate, whose name was also Tim, he was not the greatest housemate, but the final straw was on Sunday dinners. He made corn fritters at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
There was bad and late.
Yes.
The worst two things. And last night I was presented an awful opportunity by my partner, my beautiful girlfriend, whose name is Jess.
I always know that you're about to say something really mean about her when you call her beautiful.
I don't know. Because my girlfriend suggested and had already purchased the ingredients. She said, Tim, we're going to have fritters for dinner. And I was like, started liking her and I'm going to have to... Gonna have to kick her out. This is from past track records.
Things are going so well. I bought a ring.
I was like, I've got attached, and now here we are. And I thought, no, Tim, because I said to her, I was like,
hang on. Here's the good test of a corn fritter.
Sure.
You can only serve corn fritters, I believe, if you serve it with a side of bacon.
No, it wasn't, because she was aware of my hatred of corn fritters. These were like zucchini and carrot fritters with egg. And I was like,
she's just made it worse.
Well, I was very concerned. And now I have a choice whether or not to kick my girlfriend out of our home.
Were they that bad?
No.
Okay.
It's the situation that first she offered up the opportunity to make a fritter.
Yep.
Which you know I have a bad track record with. But surprisingly, zucchini and carrot fritters are bloody damn delicious.
Right.
So the choice that I had to make last night was to let her even come upstairs and go to bed, or just push her out the front door with my foot.
I don't understand. I'm confused why you're throwing her out if you like the fritter.
No. I'm saying I was at a point last night.
Right.
I had to make a choice while I was eating it. I was like, well, this is, as when I cut the first fritter, put it in my mouth, I was like, this is going to declare the next 20 years of my life.
Right.
And luckily, they were incredible. And I am coming around on fritters because I'm trying to have a more positive outlook on food that I don't like.
Right, okay.
Because this food challenge means I can't eat the food that I like.
So does that mean you're going to have fritters more often now?
Oh, God, no. But, you know, I'm opening up the door a little bit. Let's not open the door fully.
Slap a side of bacon on, mate. That's all I'm saying. It makes every fritter better.
All right, I'll try that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, something happened yesterday that I'm not proud of, and I don't know whether it was just stupidity or the fact that I haven't had a day off in nearly 3 weeks, so I'm just a bit tired.
I am leaning towards stupidity.
Probably the stupid part. But we were leaving for the day and I got in my car to head off. And as I turned the ignition key, look, I should preference this by saying I'm not great at car things. Just so everyone's aware.
So far, you've said I've tried to turn the car on, then preferenced it with I'm not good at car things. So this is already going very bad.
So I turned the ignition key on and I noticed a little light on my dashboard. I was like, I don't think I've seen this light before.
It's a new light.
It was a little red light. You know those...
Winner! You have gone home with the meat tray.
The ones that come up with a little, you know, it tells you that there's something wrong with the car.
Yes, like an engine light.
Yeah, it wasn't an engine light though. I know that one. It was just a little like exclamation mark. So I start looking around. I'm like, what? What has gone wrong in my car?
Panic at the disco. Where are you?
So I start pushing lots of buttons. It's not going away anywhere.
Yeah.
So I just went, well... Fingers crossed I get home.
I've got a nap to get to.
I'm only 3 minutes away from the station. So I pull out and my car's like jumping a bit. And I was like, what? What is happening? What's wrong with my car? And I head out onto Glen Lyon Road and I got like halfway home, had to pull over because I was like, what is going on? Why is my car not working? Can you see where this is heading?
I have a slight inkling I know where this is going.
It turns out my handbrake was on. The little light on the dashboard was telling me my handbrake was on. I tried everything in my car except for that. Yeah. So there's probably settings that I've switched over on my car now that didn't need to be switched. And God knows what other lights are going to come up.
Look, I was about to say, as Fesh said, a little exclamation mark comes up. That is the direct light for a handbrake.
It
my
really
sister,
is.
She got a brand new car, drove it home from the dealership. Put the handbrake on.
See,
she's like, what's
it is
this
possible.
Mean? Yeah, you're both idiots. It's possible you are both idiots. So if you're driving right now, take off the handbrake.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Make sure that's off. That's quite important, apparently.
Also, shut the doors, keep your eyes open, and believe in yourself.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, dating apps. You haven't used them in a while. You've been very happily in a relationship.
Yep. Even when I was single, I'd like use them for like a week and then I just never...
I remember you on Tinder when we first met. You
All
were
those
single.
Years ago.
You were a single lad. And you used to just send GIFs on Tinder.
Yeah, and I would get unmatched very quickly.
Shock.
Yes.
It turns out many women are using dating apps to confirm their attractiveness rather than to find a partner.
What?
Yeah. There's new research into people's swiping habits, and turns out men are just using Tinder and Bumble for, you know, the obvious reasons.
Yeah, that's what I thought
this
was. To
hook up.
I thought when you were talking about this, I was like, oh, Jess is just going to have a crack at all the fellas for just wanting to get to the nookie.
Men and women, neither of them are using the app to find a relationship, but men are using it to hook up.
Yes.
And women are using it to get a bit of an ego boost.
So self-validation of, hey, I'm pretty good looking, hey?
Essentially, women on the apps will swipe as many guys as they can to see who swipes back, and then they'll never talk to the person or, you know, get in touch or ever meet up with anyone.
No.
Whereas the fellas are only swiping on girls that they would hook up with.
Yes.
So girls are just wanting to see which guys would give them a go.
Yeah. As a former member of the online dating world many years ago, it was not often I would read a biography.
Really?
Or the message that is on the profiles of these dating apps.
Right.
Because...
You're a quick swiper, are you?
Oh, yeah. I used to get, like, carpal tunnel. Just that does sound worse than what I intended it to. But, look, This goes not only to the girls, but to the guys. Like, come on.
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
You do. You really do.
And this is why I can't find a boyfriend, Tim, because I'm on Tinder, I'm on Bumble for clearly the wrong reasons.
Yes, absolutely. Get your taxes done as well. You should be looking for services, not love. That's how you get out of these situations.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, the flu shot has a national shortage at the moment.
Yes. Well, there was an email last week that I can recall going around in our office that, hey, if you want to get your flu shot, make sure you get down to so-and-so because they only have a select few vials left.
Yeah, so the chemist that we got our flu shots with only had 120 vials left last week.
You and a couple of the girls thrace down.
Yeah.
Hashtag flu injection sisters.
Got my shot. It was unprecedented demand this year. So in 2017, they released 8.3 million doses.
Damn.
And this year so far, they've released 9.6 million.
So just over a third or almost getting to that half.
I mean, huge, huge. And winter's, coming very, very fast.
I beg your pardon. Winter is coming. All right, if this is turning into Game of Thrones, Jess, I'm trying to talk about some serious health fitness here.
Okay. Apparently the Therapeutic Goods Administration are looking into potentially releasing some more because, I mean, there's still heaps of people who haven't had a chance to get
the
flu
thing,
shot.
And it's a good choice to make whether you want to get the flu shot or you don't. Like, I've never had the flu in my life, so until I get it, I'm probably not going to get a flu shot.
I get sick every year, though.
Yeah, but getting sick, like, you having a cold is different to having the flu.
Yeah.
Like, the flu is like a proper sickness. The cold is just like, I feel run down for a week. And
you've seen me with the cold. It's like I'm on my deathbed.
Yeah, imagine you with the flu.
Exactly why I got my flu shot, Tim.
Exactly,
but if you are still wanting to get your flu shot, give your local chemist a call.
Yeah.
See if they've got any supply or if they're getting any more in.
Yeah, you gotta. If you want to take care of yourself, stab yourself in the arm with a needle.
You can check out heaps more of the trending news right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Name. Jess, all right.
The singing doesn't get better, but the spelling does, Tim.
Hopefully. If you've never heard Spell My Name, look, sit down and strap in because it's the most confusing game ever. 13, 12, 16, you call us, tell us your first, middle, or last name. We're going to try and spell that.
Yeah.
If you win, congrats. Pat on the back. If you lose, we're the fools. We've been having some cracker names. We love culture.
Yes.
We love the one, like we had, again, I'll bring up the example every week, Catherine.
Yes.
She tricked us.
I love a good name that can be spelt multiple ways. If you throw a silent letter in there, or even better.
Remember, Sean, or Sean.
Oh.
There's three possible ways to spell Sean.
Apparently there's a fourth.
What?
We found out.
No, that's like
S-H-O-R-N.
Yeah, that's how you like, Sean Sheep. Like, that's not a name.
Some people have named their child that.
Some people need to go to the police and hand themselves in. But 13,
I'm feeling good this week, Tim. I really feel like we're going to get every single one.
You need to step up because you haven't got one in a month. So
we're a team.
13, 12, 16. Just keep calling. We're going to try and take as many as we possibly can. Let us spell your name. Yes, spell my name, the most complicated radio game potentially in history.
It seems that it's not the multicultural ones or the ones that are mouthfuls that stump us, Tim. It's
no.
The ones that are single names. That have multiple spellings.
Exactly. And it's the game is simple. 13, 12, 16, you call up, we try and spell your name. And we've got Wendy from Emerald now. Wendy, we're going to be spelling your daughter's name. What's your daughter's name?
Roshana.
Roshana.
Jess, do you want to go first?
Okay. I'm going to go R-I-S-H-A-R-N-A.
No.
Damn it.
No way, champ.
You're always making me go first.
R-O-C-H-A-N-A.
No, but nearly.
Okay.
All right, Wendy, how do we spell it?
R-O-C-H-A-R-N-A.
Oh, you left out an R, Tim.
Yeah, that happens. Anyway, you got us, Wendy. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for that, bye.
And we've also got Madeline from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Madeline, are we going for your first, middle, last name? What are we trying to spell?
Madeline.
Okay. Oh, no. All right, this has happened before. I'm going to go straight with it. M-A-D-E-L-Y-N.
No.
Come on, man.
Okay, I'm going to go M-A-D-E-L-E-I-N-E.
No.
Damn it.
Madeline's one of those names. Madeline, how do you spell that?
M-A-D-A-L-Y-N-N.
Oh, Madeline.
All right, that's not fair.
Damn it, Madeline.
Yeah, all right. You got,
she
again,
tricked us with the way she said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, again, you got us. Thanks for your call, Madeline.
Thank you.
And we've also got Cameron from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Cameron, what name are we spelling?
Cameron.
Cameron. All right. C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
Wrong.
What? Okay, I'm going to go C-A-M-E-R-A-N.
No.
Damn it.
Cameron, what is it?
It is K-A-M-R-I-N.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, we can't Cameron even, with a K!
We can't even check to see if this is real, but thanks for your call, Cameron.
Yep.
No. I kind of like Cameron with a K.
That
like,
is
it's
a
bit
nice
funky,
name.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You know what is a bit funky? That we got none right there.
I know. I've dragged you down back yeah. to my level, Tim.
Well, welcome to the real world.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three,
joined now by a Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Paris Jackson has a bit of a family feud going on.
Okay, there's just a little bit of drama in the Jackson house. Not that there needed to be any more because, you know, that family, if you look up drama in the dictionary, there's the entire Jackson 5, all of them. Anyway, Paris Jackson has taken to social media and she said this. Essentially, she did not know Janet Jackson was performing at the Billboard. She did not know that she was receiving the Icon Award. She was not informed of any of this because when they looked into the crowd and, you know, there was Prince Michael was sitting there and I believe the mother was sitting there as well. But no, Paris, she wasn't told or invited. So she's basically alluded that there is a serious family feud between her and her mother, her auntie Janet. Now, recently, as you may know, I interviewed LaToya Jackson. And right before I walked in to interview her, I was told two things. Don't ask about Janet and don't ask about Paris.
Ooh.
There were only two topics. I could have asked her age, I could have asked her how much money she had. The only things I was not allowed to talk about were Janet and Paris. So,
wow.
Who's LaToya Jackson? Which one's that? How's that related?
Let's start with wow. Secondly, she is one of the sisters. She's one of the sisters.
Okay.
I think she's Michael's older sister.
I thought she was younger.
Yes, I think she's older.
No, she's older.
Jackson.
There's too many of them.
Anyway, I've just called you Jackson. Dean, we appreciate your call. I just need some time to process all that info. Thanks, champ.
Always good to chat. Bye, guys.
See you, Dino.
You can always check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Earlier this week announced that they would like to fix the roads here in central Queensland, but to do that, they need to know which roads and highways people here on the Cap Coast think are the worst.
And they've got the bad roads survey up at racq.com.au/bad roads. You can find the link on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit Central Queensland.
That's right. And look, it is a great idea to go to that website and submit the roads, but I've got a better way that I feel I can help RACQ as well as Central Queensland with these roads to get them fixed. Because obviously we want these roads to be safe. I'm not personally victimising a road right now because roads can't have feelings. But I want safe roads for people running, cycling, driving on trucks.
Absolutely.
My idea, kind of like We Are The World, is I would like to pencil a song the worst roads in Central Queensland.
I feel like RACQ called, you didn't ask for this.
Called Better Roads.
Okay.
That I will write and will debut my first ever single on the show this Friday.
Do if I you, need to sing on this
do you want
song?
To be, you want to be my hype man or my backup vocals?
I can be
vocals?
Your backup vocals.
That's right. So obviously what I need though is I've only got a list of about 6 or 7 roads that I can think of in my head around Central Queensland, Rockhampton, Emerald, Gladstone, Yeppoon, Tanham Sands, that kind of area of roads that I think that probably need a bit of mending. They've just done the one out the front of my house. So that was, the roadworks were a pain, but the end result has always been worth it. It's a smooth ride straight out of my driveway now. So on 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Let's just take a list. Let's just take down names, taken names of roads,
yeah.
And I'm going to pen this song together.
We've already got a couple of suggestions on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit Central Queensland.
What have you got?
Tony said just the entire Bruce Highway.
Yes, I have that underlined.
Apparently
on my notes.
It's nicknamed the Goat Track.
Yeah, that makes sense. Fitzroy Developmental Road also needs some work, I feel. Glenmore Road, Upper Dawson Road, Denham Street, Beef Road. These are all roads that I've got, but I need help. 13, 12, 16. What roads around central Queensland need some attention? Let's stockpile them. Jess and I will start writing them down. And then Friday on the show, I'm going to debut Better Roads, my brand new signal.
Oh, God.
To help RACQ. You're welcome.
Helping RACQ with a song from Tim?
Yes, exactly. You've got it.
Okay.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. And on 13, 12, 16, we've been gathering some information, taking names, taking numbers, because we are going to be penciling a song to help RACQ fix the roads around central Queensland.
Yeah, they're having a worst road survey, Tim. You can find it at racq.com.au/badroads if you want to get involved.
And the whole point is so that they can mark these roads down that need work and we can create safer, better roads around the Cap Coast. And I've already got about 9 or 10 written down on my piece of paper. You've got a few as well. And by Friday, going to be debuting our single Better Roads.
Don't put our in this. This is your baby.
Tim featuring Jess. If you really want to be a feat, that can just be you. But on 13, 12, 16, got Nelly calling through from Yeppoon. Nelly, have you got a road that we should be adding to our list of fixing roads around CQ?
Matthew Flinders Drive.
Matthew Flinders Drive.
What's wrong with Matthew Flinders Drive, Nelly?
Are you for real?
What's right with it?
She answered my question. Thank you very much for your call, Nell.
No probs. Bye.
And we've also got Corey from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Corey, what road should we be adding to our Better Road song for Central Queensland?
The Boyne Valley Road.
What was that? Boyne Valley Road?
Yes, Gladstone Motto Road.
Yeah. Yes, look, that is a rhymable word,
yeah.
So I think I can get that one in. So thank you very much, Corey.
If you need any extra help, jump in the cab of a truck and have a sit in it.
That's it. Get in a cab and I'll just say, take me to all the bad roads, sir. Thanks for your call, champ.
Okay. Bye, Corey.
So, look, I think that's a good base. I can still do some more external.
Roads, you reckon?
Also, if you want to add some, also give us a touch on Facebook. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. This is going to be chart-breaking.
Oh.
Top 20 Billboard Australia.
I mean, hopefully it helps RACQ out. It'd probably help them out more if you just did the survey, hey?
Doesn't sound right.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Look, I love my mum to death. And this Sunday, she surprised everyone by bringing home a puppy called Indy, which she's a little, like, jet black poodle Jack Russell.
Just, like, the cutest little ball of fluff, hey?
She, at the moment, is refusing to sleep in her bed and sleeps in my brother-in-law's shorts.
It sounds like
on the ground.
Every puppy ever. Like...
Just refusing the simple things. And, look, it all came very quickly. So I can see why this is happening and how this has happened. But essentially, on Sunday at 5 p.m, I spoke to my mum. I talked about this earlier this week on the show. 5 p.m, spoke to my mum. She was like, we're going to get a dog this month.
Mm-hmm.
At 6:30 that night, Tim, I got a dog. This is Indy. And we obviously did the naming process. We talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
I was really pushing hard for Stevie and Frankie.
Mm.
It just looks like a Stevie, in my opinion.
Cute names as well.
Yeah, her favourite band, Stevie Fleetwood Mac, so Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
I thought that was the winner. But mum went with Indy. And she said that was the first thing after seeing her, that's what she wanted to go with. And that's often what you think. Like you see, like sometimes you could, when you're naming a child, you could think, I'm going to name my kid Michael. Michael. And then they're born like, this is a Jeremy.
I was actually going to be Samantha. And then I came out and my mum was like, burst into tears.
Yeah.
She's like, she's just not a Samantha.
Very similar. I was meant to be a Stan.
Stan
and Samantha.
We could have been Stan and Sam.
That would have been a good show. not Stanley. Dad was very clear that he wanted it to be
just
Stan. And I feel like a lot of families could relate to this, whether it's a child or a dog. But I asked Mum, I was like, oh, look, I know it was the first thing you thought of.
Mm.
Why did you go with Indy? She's like, oh, well, you know, indigo's black, the colour.
Oh, no.
And I was like, Mum.
Oh, no.
Mum, I wish I had this button with me when she said it.
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
Unfortunately, the poor little petal that my mother is, wasn't thinking very straight. Thought the colour indigo was a shade of black.
Oh.
It's definitely a shade of purple,
Mama. It's just a real dark purple, isn't it?
It's a real dark purple.
Wow.
And it got me thinking, because I said, and she was like, oh, I might need to change the name of the dog. and now
you
she's...
You can't change the dog's name.
Well, this is what I want to talk about, because she's in the... on the fence at the moment. She's either going to be too stubborn and just name the dog Indy.
Right.
And just be like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, but
or,
Indy's a cute name. It doesn't matter. She doesn't have to tell people that she thought it was Indigo.
But I know the root of it all now.
Yeah.
And I will never let her live that down. Yes, she's just had her 60th birthday and she might be starting to lose it. Love you, Mum. But this will fly forever.
Right.
But on 13, 12, 16, can you change the name of your pet?
I changed my cat's name when I adopted him.
Yeah, I changed my dog when I rescued it. But, like, she's only... this dog didn't have a name before, Mum.
But my cat had a name when I first
got
him.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. He had one name for 6 months.
Yes.
And then I changed it to Chandler.
Rescue animals, I feel, is different.
Right.
I feel like you can get away with that. But just out of the blue, have you changed your pet's name? Even your kid's name, man.
Mm.
13, 12, 16.
Oh, kid's name would be great.
Give us a call. Did you change something's name? And on 13, 12, 16, have been asking, can you change your pet's name or your child's name? Because my mother, bless her socks, she named her new puppy that's jet black, Indy, short for Indigo, because Indigo is a shade of black.
Easy mistake to make, Bern. Easy mistake to
make. Mum, I love you, but it's purple. Mum, I love you, but it is purple. And that is most unfortunate, you would have to say.
Yeah.
And it does get the line. We talked about adoptive dogs. And cats, because I feel like once they're out, they just change that part of their life for them.
Aww,
hey?
Timmy.
Change that part of their life. So on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, can you change your pet or your child's name? We've had Donna call through. Donna, can you change the name of your pet or your child? Can you change your pet's name?
You can definitely change your pet's name. If you think about it, a dog, for example, it doesn't understand the whole English language. It learns the phrases and words as you teach it from a pup heading into adulthood.
Okay.
We've had a rescue dog and didn't know the name of
yes.
it.
Right. So that's, that,
we
that can
make
happen.
One up. Exactly, yeah.
See,
so you can teach them.
I was always taught the rule, like with my dog, her name is Remy, but when we adopted her, her adopted name was Jersey, and we went with a name that had a similar ending to keep that I sound, that IE sound. Is that something that a lot of people do you think, Donna?
I think so, yeah. And look, as long as you're putting a positive spin on it, the dog's going to, or the pet's
exactly.
going to react
That's
to it.
That's why
in
my
a positive
cat
manner.
Reacts to both Chandler and Idiot.
Idiot. They both
yeah,
sound
exactly,
the exact
right?
same.
Same, win-win.
Thanks for your call, Donna.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
And we've got Shauna from Gallatin on 13, 12, 16. Shauna, can you change your pet or your child's name?
Well, my story is about my child and my late husband who actually gave him a name that we'd not picked. We picked out some really cool names like Kobe and Caden.
Yeah.
And when he was born, he was really unwell, so he had to get flown to a mainstream hospital.
Okay.
Right.
And when I got there, there was this... because I couldn't fly because it was an emergency birth. And when I got there, there was this wee name card on the baby's crib that said, Jimmy. And I was really emotional and I said, oh, you got to give that to the baby's mum. And my husband's saying, what do you mean? And I said, well, it's beautiful. If that was mine, I'd want to keep it. You better go and give it to her. And he's like, but that is our baby. And he'd named him Jimmy without me even getting there.
Oh my God, someone else named your baby?
Yeah, my That's husband incredible. Named my baby, yeah.
That's
and I thought... And I thought the wee name tag must have been for the baby that was in the crib before Jimmy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah, that is incredible, Shauna. Thank you.
So you kept the name Jimmy?
Hey?
You kept the name Jimmy?
Yes, we kept the name Jimmy, yes.
Awesome.
It should have been and it should have been James, but Jimmy's good enough. We love it.
Thanks for your call, Shauna.
Thank you.
No worries.
Unbelievable. Imagine getting to the hospital and someone else has named your child.
Look, I've had worse ways to walk into a hospital.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, this story is something you're not going to be very happy about.
Sure.
I know you've been trying to cut down your soft drink consumption.
Yes, I haven't had a proper soft drink for this challenge, and it hurts me. It hurts me.
What is your go-to soft drink, would you say?
Oh, even though I don't like it because of my stone-cold addiction, is Coca-Cola, my friend.
It turns out Coca-Cola are changing the recipe.
Good.
For their drink.
Put urine in it, so I'll stop drinking it. Help me. Damn. Help me.
They're trying to cut back on the sugar content of the drink because there's calls for a big sugar tax to come.
Have you seen what happens when you boil Coca-Cola in a frying pan?
What happens?
You can burn all, like, all the moisture, obviously, evaporates, and just left is the sugar.
Oh.
And it's like this tarry sludge, and it is disgusting.
Horrifying.
Watch on YouTube.
A 10% sugar cut for the content of Coca-Cola products is on its way. So not just Coca-Cola, but all the other little soft drinks under their brand. They're doing it by gradually over time replacing it with replacing the sugar with naturally derived sweeteners like stevia.
Stevia or stevia.
Just taking out sugar over time. So
look, I hope by the end of the year that I have kicked my habit of soft drink.
Every now and then, though, you just have a day where you're like, you know what, I just need it. I need a fix.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's like, and I know it's to a different extent, but giving up smoking that, like, I get headaches from not having soft drink because my body's like, you need the 5,000 grams of sugar, Tim. Get your softy fix.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
Oh, even just talking about it, it's got me. I got the shakes. Look, I've actually got the shakes because we're talking about it.
Oh, my God.
You need to chill.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Heading to Central Queensland very, very soon is 78-story Treehouse live on stage. It is a fantastic show for all the kids around CQ, and we're joined now by Mr. Big Shot, a.k.a. Tim Carroll, one of the stars of the show. Thanks for joining us, champ.
No, absolute pleasure. I'm very excited.
It's always a bit nerve-wracking having a Tim that we're interviewing on the Tim and Jess show.
Welcome to the show.
When I saw that, I thought, well, at least I won't really forget anyone's name.
That's true. Terrific.
Make yourself comfortable. Anything in the fridge is yours. That's the rule that we go by.
Hey, Tim, tell us about the show, the 78-story Treehouse. It's adapted from a very well-known children's book, right?
Yeah. It's actually, I had no idea. It's the fastest selling book of all time in Australia, apparently, which I just think is absolutely nuts. Like
that, Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know. Like, stuff that one, J.K. Rowling. But, it's basically just about these two kind of weird and wacky, wonderful guys called Andy and Terry that have these marvelous adventures in their treehouse. And, you know, each book they get another 13 stories built on top of that. And this one, they get some offers from Hollywood. And I happen to play the director that comes to try and direct their film. And there's just like all the mischief and mayhem that goes along the way. There's some German spy cows that are trying to steal their ideas. And just like huge space battle scenes and things like that. So it really is just kind of like a feast for the imagination with this one.
Now, the things I want to know is what is a scribbletorium and a high security potato chip storage facility? Because these are things I need in my life.
Yeah, no, totally. A scribbletorium is just a place where you can go and scribble on anything and everything. You can scribble on the floor, on the walls, on the roof. So it's actually really clever that we have this kind of very unique set that like spins around and we can kind of dress it from the back, and it just is this huge chalkboard, and Andy kind of just goes nuts and kind of vents out his frustration by scribbling and drawing and kind of essentially graffitiing all over the set.
And the high security potato chip factory sounds like my house.
It just kind of sounds like my snack bag, and I'm very protective of that. But it's basically just this very high intense security safe that Andy has to get to, and he kind of Irish jigs and like flips and somersaults to get into there. So he's the only one that really knows the procedure required.
Well, it sounds like a really fun show for the kids to go watch. But Tim, we've heard that there's a few little subtle jokes for the adults as well.
Kind of like The Simpsons.
Yeah, definitely. I know, like, my parents are the most supportive people in the world, and they watched me read the phone book, and they came along and have seen it at the Opera House and at Tupac in Brisbane, and they absolutely loved it. Like, and I kind of honestly prefer sometimes the adult audiences coming, because I find a lot of the different characters' dialogue caters to the different age groups. Like, the kids love the slapstick, they love the fart jokes, they love, like, Mel Gibson flinging her poo across the stage and things like that. But then there's, you know, some intellectual stuff here and there that sometimes might, you know, go over the kids' head, but the adults and the teachers just love it as well.
Well, Tim, a.k.a. Mr. Big Shot, we really appreciate you chatting to us. 78-story treehouse live on stage, Gladstone at the GEC, Friday the 8th. 28th of June, or the Pilbeam Theatre, Monday the 28th of May in Rockhampton. Thank you very much, mate.
No, absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Do you remember last week I spoke to you about a man in Bondi who won the lottery twice within 5 days?
He won the lottery twice and then still couldn't afford to buy a house in Bondi. Is
no.
that right?
Yes, that yeah. is correct. Unfortunately, the fella, he won $2.4 million in total within the space of 5 days.
And nice to see you. You'll be yeah. able to buy 5 houses for that.
I said at the time, I was like, you can't get better than that.
Yeah.
There's nothing better when it comes to winning the lottery than that. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I wrong indeed, because a couple in Victoria won $9.6 million
whoa.
On the same lottery draw.
Hang on, what?
She bought a ticket, he bought a ticket, and they both won the first major prize because
amazing.
They used the same numbers.
Why did they buy two tickets of the same
they
number?
They didn't realise. So he'd gone to the newsagents and put in the numbers for their wedding anniversary and their children's birthdays.
Right. That's how my dad used to do
and
it.
And she did the exact same thing.
Oh, that's
and I'm
adorable.
Not sure if you're aware of how lottery works. So they will not just get given a 9.6 million lump sum.
Right.
Over the next 20 years, every month, both of them will receive $20,000. So 40...
For your job.
$40,000 a month for the next wow. 20 years.
That is incredible.
I know that I... Jess.
That's a game changer.
That is a game changer. Imagine the bloke going, oh my God, those are my numbers. I'm going to be the hero of the household. And then his wife kicks down the door and goes, I am the hero of the household. And they've both done the exact same thing. Now they're $9.6 million up in their money.
Wow. That's it. Like, you quit your job, wouldn't you? Like, you don't need a job.
No, because...
$40,000
yeah.
a month?
Yeah, but that's boring, just sitting at home doing nothing.
Oh, I do still do my radio job, but you best believe I'd be getting my jet ski.
Oh, yeah, your mid-range jet ski, of course. Can't forget that. So, look, Jess, if we want to put in the date that we started together as a radio show and
right.
then the date that we finally became friends, which was, of course, 3 months later...
Of course.
You never know. If you would like to do that, I'm willing to
you
put
both,
the money up for the lottery
ticket. Both of us
buy
a ticket?
Yeah, both of us, and we'll use those dates.
Yep.
And we'll see how we go.
All right.
Can't wait to win $9.6 million.
$0.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.